Praised be Jesus and Mary. When we look at the readings that the church gives us today, it may leave us shaking our heads a little bit, just because there are a whole series of seeming contradictions. You know, in the first reading, the Jewish people had stirred up a violent protest, a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and they just shake the dust from their feet and walk away rejoicing. Now, one could ask, on a natural level, you know, how many of us would do that if all the people at work or in our neighborhood would rise up against us and started accusing us of horrible things and treating us badly? You know, how many of us would be rejoicing? Then we look at the second reading and hear about a whole multitude of people who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, you know, any of you who have ever done laundry know fully well that blood doesn't make things white. Yet, in the blood of the Lamb, the robes of these people have been made white. And there are still more contradictions. Even, you know, we hear that the Lamb will be the shepherd. You know, usually it's the Lamb that needs the shepherd. And then our Lord in the Gospel tells us that the Father and I are one. You know, we think about the many mysteries that Catholics believe, you know, beginning with the Trinity. There are so many mysteries that leaves people shaking their heads, and it seems, again, you know, like a contradiction, but we know that none of the doctrines of the Church are contradictory. You know, the question really has to do not with reason, but with faith. You know, we could go on and on with apparent contradictions. We could look at the crucifix and say, do we believe that a man who died is going to give us life? You know, we could look at the nativity scene and say, God, who is the creator of all and is almighty, became a helpless little baby. God, who created his mother, becomes created in her womb. Yet, you know, we can look at all these mysteries and say, yes, absolutely, that these are the truth. These are things that require faith, because by reason alone, they just don't seem to make a whole lot of sense. But without faith, you know, one is still going to walk away saying, you know, it just doesn't seem to follow, therefore I will not believe. When we look at all these apparent contradictions, we struggle with the attempt to believe and understand. You know, God ask that we make the ascent of faith because He is God, and He is the one who has revealed them, the one who can neither deceive nor be deceived. Only after we make the ascent of faith does the fullness of understanding begin to filter in. God will never give the understanding to someone, you know, before they make that ascent of faith. Because, you know, it requires no faith if we have full understanding. But yet faith itself is a free gift from God. There's nothing we can do to merit it or earn it. We don't deserve it. So, you know, anyone who wants to understand the faith completely before they ascend will never become Catholic. There are some people who have gone through our CIA. You know, they may know the catechism forward and backward, but without the light of faith, they will not believe. But even for those of us who've been granted that free gift of faith, St. Gregory the Great assures us in this morning's second reading from the Office of Readings that it is not by faith that we will come to know the Lord, but by love, not by mere conviction, but by action. You know, today is the World Day of Prayer for vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. So, you know, we make the ascent of faith that the Lamb will be our shepherd. We pray that He sends holy men and women, holy pastors, to lead His sheep to everlasting life. We believe that He knows us and that He is one with the Father. You know, He doesn't ask us to grasp with our mind the meaning of all these mysteries. He simply asks for an act of faith, you know, not a timid act of faith either. He asks for a wholehearted act of faith, you know, flowing from a loving heart, which says yes to Jesus Christ, you know, the Lamb who was slain, and that as His sheep, we will follow the Lamb wherever He leads us.